they got a bird that eat nets. They call them a bull bat.
Bull bat.
Bull bat, yeah. You don't see them no more.
What happened to
them? I don't know what happened to them. And something else I haven't saw in a long time. What we could call a leatherwing bat. A little fella like that, you know. And he was staying in dead trees, you know, just like a pine tree. Well, you take a woodpecker, make a hole, you know, that thing, and woodpecker move out of it, that thing would stay in there, you know. Call him a leatherwing bat. He could fly. But when you get that thing, it look most like a rat.
Got bird?
Yeah. A little fuzzy like, you know. But he could fly. Then you got, there's another outfit that we would call flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about flying squirrel?
I hadn't seen one recently. They kind of got skin.
Yeah,
comes out.
That's right. He could fly too. He could fly out a tree. He'd get on the ground. He couldn't fly up, you know. After he hit the ground, he couldn't fly.
I guess they just glide, maybe?
Yeah, they would glide. But he sure could go.
Well, it's been years and years since I've seen him fly. It's kind of funny.
That's right.
So like that, you wouldn't expect me flying around.
That's right. That's right.
They don't get as big as a regular squirrel, do they?
No, he didn't get about the size of a rat. He's a small fella.
That moccasin that you were telling me about, do you have... Like where I'm from, you got water moccasins and cottonmouths. You have different kinds like that?
Yeah, we got a water moccasin and then we have a cottonmouth. That's the only two I know of. Yeah. But you take these old water moccasins, they grow big as rattles. They stay in the water all the time, you know? And we did have a hole right back down here. That's where we used to go swimming a lot. We had a good swim hole back down here. And there's a hole down there we would call a moss hole. It had a lot of moss in it, you know. We went down there and we caught, anytime we wanted to catch a snake, we'd go down there and we'd catch us a water moccasin.
So when you catch a water moccasin for?
We'd just catch them, just kids. We'd catch them too. He'd bite that hook.
How'd you get him on?
We'd kill him.
Oh, I see.
We'd kill him to get him on.
That's kind of dangerous fishing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But we'd have good fishing that thing. We'd catch that thing to get him out of there, you know. There's good fishing in that moss hole we called.
Would any of your friends ever get bit by one?
No. Honest, guy I ever knew around here. Got bit by one. It was a preacher. Live up there, Andrew Jones. The only guy ever knows around in here. Got bit by a moccasin. He got bit by a great big one. It hadn't rained a lot, and the water was up where we had a walk log across there where we walked across the creek. And the water, you had to wade a little bit, and he was going through that water. And he said he felt a sting real bad, you know. And he thought maybe he hit a bar, you know. He said he looked to the side of him, there was a great big